Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 297. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting me. And you know, maybe you clicked this episode because of the title. Maybe you clicked it because you always listen twice a week, Mondays and Thursdays. Maybe you clicked because you found me on Instagram and you're like, psh, there's no way this bruh has anything worthwhile to say. Regardless, I really genuinely appreciate you listening. And yeah, you know what? I'll be honest with you. I'm sorry. I did choose the title of this episode specifically to get you a little bit, just a little bit of clickbait. But I'm also not sorry, because I am going to talk about this in a way. You know, I want to talk about size. Does size matter? But not that size. You can figure that out on your own. Get out there, have some fun. But I do want to talk about this in relation to your life. The question is, bigger better? Is the shiniest, brightest, biggest, loudest life the one that's best for you? You know, it's the question of, are the best things in life, are the best people in life, is the best version of you in life the biggest, the swaggiest, the shiniest, the most 10 out of 10? You know, like, what actually matters? Is it the size of the things in your life, or is it how you use the things in your life? But seriously, I do think about this a lot, the question of what actually matters in life. Like, what the heck matters? And the reason I spend so much time thinking about this is because I have figured out why I, and I'm assuming you as well, why we can be so stressed out in life. I've figured out why we feel all kinds of ways, why we feel like we're falling behind, why we feel left behind, why we feel stressed out, lost, insecure, whatever. I think I've figured that out. And what I've figured out is that a lot of our life's, call it discontent, it doesn't boil down to like the bullshit we go through, the job that treats us like trash, the people who treat us like trash, the frustrating experiences in our life. It's not those experiences. It's that a lot of our life's discontent, I'd say the majority of our life's discontent, that's like inner soulful discontent, is because we haven't quite figured out what matters to us. What matters? It's the fact that we don't have an answer to that question that then makes us feel lost or frustrated or whatever. It's why we then make shitty decisions, right? It's why we go back to our ex, even though we know we shouldn't. It's why we accept less in our career, even though we know we deserve more. It's why we turn to partying or the wrong friends or wrong habits as an escape from insecurities or lack of purpose or whatever it is. Like, we do those things because we haven't figured out what matters for us, like what truly matters. Because if we knew that, if we could stand here and be like, yeah, I know what matters to me. If we decided that for us, unique to us, what actually matters, then more or less, I'd say we'd react so much better to the bullshit in our lives. Like, think about that. Like, if we knew what mattered to us, we'd also then know what doesn't matter to us or what is like irrelevant in the big picture. So like, if someone hurt us, we then wouldn't give them real estate in our heads because we knew that they didn't matter. If your boss was an asshole to you, if your friend hurt you, if you embarrassed yourself, if you didn't do that thing you said you were supposed to do, if you did all those things, but at the same time, you knew what actually matters to you, you'd be so much better equipped to move forward because you'd know what your reaction to those things should be. So like, to me, this is such a powerful thing. It's such a powerful thing to know what matters to you, what is important to you, what matters, what is worth getting worked up about, and what isn't. Does size matter, right? Like, I've touched on this subject before. I actually did an episode, I don't recall what it was, but I talked about how I think what truly matters in life is that you can be proud of yourself no matter what happens. Proud of yourself for doing something or not doing something, for saying something, for speaking up, whatever. Just proud of yourself. That's all. That's what matters, right? And I still very much stand by that. I want to make myself proud of myself. That is what drives me to take action, to try new things, to welcome rejection, to say yes, to say no, to do everything in between. But again, I think a lot about this. I've recently felt that there's got to be more. Like, there's got to be something bigger, that if I zoomed out a bit more, there's got to be something that matters a bit more. Because regardless of whether I think about this and I'm the mindfulness guy and all this, like, I'm still drawn to this idea that size matters, that bigger is better, that a bigger life is a better life. And that even though we probably try to act like it doesn't, the size of our life, the size of our accomplishments, the size of our personality, the size of our friend groups, the size of our whatever, you know, it does matter. And it draws us, right? We still give into this. So then thinking about this, like, what is the more, what is this bigger thing that actually matters in life? What is it? What is the thing that is important in our lives that it drives us to keep moving forward to, yes, continue to do things that make you proud of yourself, but isn't tied to this mentality of bigger is better? Well, I'm still working on this, so come back to me and call it another 100 episodes, but I've realized something recently that really matters. And so I just want to touch on this briefly in this episode. And here's what it is. What matters in life, what really matters in life, is realizing that life can be both good and bad at the very same time. That is it. That's all it is. Life can be both good and bad at the same time. Life can be big and small at the same time. Life can be up and down at the same time, exciting and boring. Life can be sure and unsure at the same time. And it's the realization that your happiness is the acceptance of that mix that actually matters. That is what matters. It's a size doesn't matter. It's how you use your experiences. It's how you use your life. It's how you use the ups paired with the downs, the good paired with the bad. And of course, I recognize that sounds terribly cliche, but stick with this for just a minute. And think about how you living your life, how you get distracted frequently or frustrated or discontent in life. I like that word, discontent. It's like a catch-all for just like feeling meh in life. Think about that. Think about how you get discontent in your life. It probably happens when you feel that you just can't get in a groove, right? When you can't get momentum in any area of life, dating life, career, your personal fulfillment, insecurities, whatever. You take one step forward, but then it's two steps back. Then it's one forward, but then it's one back. And you're like, man, I just want to walk forward, man. And so you get discontent. You start assuming that because you're not hitting all green lights, that it's a clear sign that something's up, that you're wrong, that you're bad, that you're falling behind, that your life's never going to be big in the way that you envisioned it. Right? I don't know if that sounds familiar. I'm terribly guilty of this mentality. But what I've come to realize is that life can be both good and bad at the same time. And I say that in a sense that gives me so much hope. Like, life doesn't have to be exclusively good or bad. A good life is one that's paired with bad. And once you realize that, you're free to be like, man, my life is pretty good, instead of seeing each step back as a representation that your life sucks. And I say all this because I have this like infinite confidence in a faraway day from today. It's a day that's, I don't know, 40 years from now, 50 years from now, whenever my time on this lovely planet comes to an end. And in that moment, because then I'll be able to zoom out and look back, I'm going to realize something that's pretty freaking phenomenal. I'm going to realize that the good in my life vastly outweighed the bad. That all those steps that I took back, they pale in comparison to the steps that I took forward. And that even though in the moment I was keeping score and it seemed that the good was like seriously, you know, outweighed by the bad, at the end of the game, I'm going to realize that the good won. That's what's going to happen. You can call me a delusional optimist for always believing this, but I really genuinely am rooted in this. And it really gives me a lot of peace to realize this, to realize that in the moment, in this moment, in the present, you are zoomed in. You're zoomed in on every step you take, every bad date you go on, every failed relationship you experience, every misstep at work, every failed business attempt, every failed diet, every toxic relationship, every insecurity, whatever. You're so zoomed in on those things. I'm so zoomed in on these things. We are so zoomed in on these things that we forget to zoom out and realize that life, the measure of your life, is defined by the larger picture. And I believe that the larger picture will always, always, always tell a different story. Like visually, I don't know if you've ever seen this visual. I've seen it online a couple of times. It's like, it's a picture of a graph, right? A line graph, picture a line graph. That, so it's a line graph that's going up and down, left to right as you work your way across. You see the ups and the downs, the peaks and the valleys, and you're zoomed in on it. So it doesn't look like you're making much progress, right? It's up and then down and up and then down. But then the picture transitions to the zoomed out version. And in that version, you can still see the ups and the downs and ups and the downs, but you realize that it's been trending up the entire way. You just couldn't see it when you were so zoomed in. The graph actually goes up and to the right. It's like a line just straight up and to the right. That's what you see when you're zoomed out. And it's that visual that really represents this idea that life can be both good and bad at the same time. And it's that realization that matters in life. I ask myself, what matters in life? That is what matters, because that is so freeing. It is so freeing to realize this. Realizing this is what matters long term. And it's given me so much peace to live this, because it's rescued me from what I just described, right? That's the anxiety from thinking bigger is better in life, but then being disappointed when that doesn't turn out to be the case. The anxiety that comes from thinking that shiny is better, but then being disappointed when you get something dull. The anxiety from thinking that I need to be a certain way 24/7, but being disappointed in myself when I fall short. I'm rescued from that discontent by realizing what matters. And what matters is the bigger picture. And the bigger picture reminds me that I can live an amazing life, a life that's filled with fulfillment and happiness and excitement and everything I want, but it's also going to be scattered throughout and alongside of bullshit. It's going to be dotted with steps that take you back. But that's okay, because life can be both good and bad at the same time. And my expectation is aligned with this. My expectation isn't smooth sailing. It isn't all green lights. My expectation for life isn't one step forward, another step forward, and so on. It's not like I want steps back, certainly, but I don't see any steps back as, you know what, that's the end of the line. My life is bad now. I see them as part of the larger zoomed out picture of my life. I see them as part of the narrative that I get to decide, right? There's this quote that allegedly comes from the Buddha. No one really knows, I guess. You see so many quotes from him online, but for the quote from him allegedly said that life isn't good or bad, it just is. Life isn't good or bad, it just is. Like, life is just life. And I like that a lot, because I get to decide what is, right? Life isn't good or bad, it just is. I get to decide what it is. I get to decide that. I get to tell my brain whether life is good or bad. And what matters, what actually matters, is that I get to decide to say that it's good, that it's trending up, that the good outweighs the bad, that the zoomed out picture of my life is pretty freaking amazing. I love that. I love that so much. Life isn't good or bad, it just is. And I get to decide what is. I always thought that's funny. There's a quote from Bill Clinton, who dropped this gem of a line in his deposition when asked about, you know, his relationship with Monica Lewinsky. He said, well, you know, blah, 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 blah. That depends on what your definition of is. I always thought that's so funny. And obviously I'm not backing Bill, but I always thought that was funny. I get to decide that definition. I get to decide if my life is good or if my life is bad. And I know that's cheesy. But I think if you take a zoomed out view of your life, you're going to realize, with optimism and hope rooted in that, that it's good. I get to decide that. I get to decide if I'm having a bad day or a bad life. I get to decide if I'm having a bad week or a bad life, or heck, even a bad month or a bad year or a bad life. I get to decide that. And I get to decide that without anxiety, without thinking I'm falling behind, whatever, because I know what matters. And what matters is, yes, that I'm proud of myself for trying, for getting back up every time I fail. But more than that, what matters is that life can be both good and bad at the same time, big and small, exciting and boring, whatever. I get to decide what to do with that realization and that fact. And it's that understanding and then making the decision for me that gives me peace. And I hope it does the same for you. So I'll leave it right there. Just something to think about. Is your life big or small? Is bigger better? Do you need all wins in order to have a great life? You get to decide what your definition of is. And I hope you realize that what matters in life is that life can be both good and bad at the same time. And it's what you decide to do with that fact that matters. So that's it. Thank you for listening. If this was helpful, I'd love it if you'd share the podcast with a friend. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the podcast everywhere. Thank you so much for sharing. I'd also really appreciate it if you check out newmindsethoodis.com, pick up a journal or two or three. I think journaling is certainly a great way to prove to yourself what matters in your life. So thank you for that. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting me. And until next episode, I'm out.